Hey guys, it's Sydney, aka Lemon Boba. I don't really even know my intro, sorry. But today, I am building a school in Bloxburg, and the reason why is because I want to do a roleplay series. I don't know how to work out with it being a podcast and all, but I'm just gonna try my best to do the roleplay series. And if it doesn't work, boo-hoo, I'll just continue building. I am going to keep doing, like, building and stuff, but I'm also going to be doing roleplay. So, while I'm building the school, I'll introduce you to the characters. So, the first character is the mom of the Strawberry House. Sorry, Peachy Lexi, kind of copying you, but I just like that idea of the houses being named after fruits. But the first mom is mom of the Strawberry House. We're just gonna say that she's 36. I don't know. She is a mom of how many kids? Four. Yeah, and then there are the two twins named Ava and Zoe, meaning life. I just searched that up and I found it and it was pretty and I liked it. So, yeah. Ava and Zoe are the two twins. Ava really likes... Okay, so in my defense, I'm kind of copying Peachy Lexi, but she's kind of... Okay, I don't want to be me type, but I've noticed lots of things that are alike to the show Liv and Maddie. I'm exposing you, I'm sorry. But, however, we're just going to ignore the fact if I can continue with it, with this. So, the twins are Ava. Wait, did I say Ava and Zoe? I'm sorry. Ava and Zoe, yes. Ava really likes to make up all of that, girly pops stuff. And she has a whole, like, collection of makeup. Don't ask me why. Yeah, so her age is 14, and yeah, and then Zoe, so she really, 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 really is passionate about sports, but her favorite sport of all time is basketball. Oh, sorry. I just realized I forgot to tell you the layout of the school. I'll tell you that after I tell you all the main characters. Yeah, so she especially loves basketball. Even a basketball-themed room. Like, she's crazy. But yeah, and she's, again, 14. Yeah. And then, oops, I forgot. There was a character older than them. Her name... What is her name? Is Autumn. And she is like the vintage girly pops of your dreams. She loves vintage stuff. That's what she collects. Not like other girls who collect, like, I don't know. Don't ask me what they collect. She doesn't collect makeup or whatever like the other girls. She collects records and that stuff, which is a slay. So, and she, Autumn, is 16, has her driver's license already, just took the test already, and then, yeah. And now, there's a little girl. Her name. Sorry. Her name is Athena. Wisdom, Athena. Also, I love Percy Jackson, and Annabeth is a Slay, so, like, Athena, aka Annabeth, Slay. Yeah, that's definitely why her mom named her Athena. And then, so, she is 8. Likes toys. She's not a Sephora girly pop like all those other ones. She likes toys, and she has friends. I mean, like, she's growing into makeup, but, like, not Sephora girly pop. And, yeah. I bet you I'm gonna forget these names by tomorrow. But, who cares? I'll just look back at this video, see how cringy it is, but then find the names. Okay. So, the layout of the school. So, in the front, like right in the front, there is the cafeteria and the principal's office next to it. So when you're bad, you can just go there. And then the counselor's office. And then up top of the gym, I mean cafeteria, is the gym. With up top is the girls' locker room and the boys' locker room. And then kind of next to that is the science room. And below the science room is the math. Next to math is homeroom 1 and homeroom 2. And then there's a library. So, yeah. So, I kind of already made the neighborhood. I'm sorry I didn't make it with you guys, but, like, I kind of forgot. I'm sorry, please don't come for me. But all the girls, have, like, a specific room due to what they like. Athena's room. Oh, God. I'm just gonna be calling her Athena, and then I'm gonna be like, is she the god? Goddess? What's a nickname for Athena? Ina. Anya. So her name is actually Anya. Stands for Athena. Oh my god. Why do I keep naming these people after peoples? Whatever. Athania. Like, Athania has a room full of toys. And she kind of has a secret room that you'll find out about later. Sorry, that was a spoiler. Sorry. But you'll find out about it, whatever, who cares, later. So, yes. Right now, I'm just working on placing all the little doors that could ever be in this school. Every single door. Ooh, for the locker rooms, should I do a freezer door? No. Ooh, wait, I forgot a janitor's closet. Oopsies, wasn't my fault. I'm just gonna, like, pop it up in the front, like, right next to the library. There's just a big old janitor's closet. Don't ask me why. But, like, it's, like, a literal, 4x3 janitor's closet. So funny. Yeah. I don't know why, but there just is. It's like they wanted to add a 4x3 janitor's closet, so they did. Oh, I also already did the outside. I added a little school bus. With 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 5 rows of 3 and then 1 row of a bunch of people in the back. And then a little parking lot and a little crosswalk. Yeah, I can make dolphin sounds. Oh wait, I forgot to add windows. It's like, it won't look good without windows. Windows take it all together. Also, there will be a top floor, like a second floor. So I'm adding windows to the principal's office so that you can just see that one kid that's getting yelled at when you're picking up your kid. And then I'm just gonna add three window to the big cafeteria. And then ABC to RP, girl, crying emoji. Sorry, I'm reading the chat right now. Just a few windows in the science classroom so that if you have to evacuate, you can. A few windows in the homeroom classroom so that you can get some fresh air while you're playing Roblox on your phone. Oh, that's in homeroom on, by the way. And then, just two big windows in the library. Just two. Not three, not one, two. Yeah, that seems to be it. I don't know what to do for the door for the, locker room. I think I'm just gonna do, like, a little modern door. Like, the modern reveal door. And for the girls, I'll paint it white and green. And then for the boys, I'll paint it white and yellow. Yeah. And then all the other classrooms just get normal doors, like, hidden in the corners, you know? How do you get to homeroom 1? Oh, wait, no. Never mind. This homeroom 1 is kind of in the corner. I thought you couldn't get to it, but you can. Don't worry. Why did I add 2 doors there? I'm going crazy. Why do I keep doing this? I'm gonna add, what's it called? The commercial swinging window door to the janitor's closet, because I, once a long, long time ago, I made a school. And that's what I did for the janitor's closet. And it actually ended up looking, like, really good. So, I'm just going to do, like, shades of blue on the commercial door. And then I added a little, little thingy. And, yeah, so that's the end of this episode. A little poster. So, that's the end of the episode. I'll see you guys in part 2. Bye.